Thank you. It is my pleasure to be here this today. I started to say tonight. It's night in Indonesia right now. It's actually, we're 12 hours ahead of you guys. We've already lived our day if we were in Indonesia, but we haven't lived our day today, and it is our pleasure to be with you. So if we can just, now we're not going to immediately get started on this, but we are the Crawfords. We live in Indonesia. We went to Indonesia in 1973. I'll tell you a little bit more about us as we go through the sermon today. And basically what we want to talk about is the importance of missions. You know, missions matters. I'd like for you, if you have your Bibles, to just open your Bibles and to Matthew. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. This may be a strange verse to start with. You may think this is a strange verse to start with. But what I want to talk to you about is the fact that missions really matters. You know, I'm a missionary, and I'm here today, and I hope you get to focus on me. Now, I'm wearing a Batik shirt, and later I'll encourage you to pick up one of our prayer cards, and you'll even get me in this shirt. And this is a Batik shirt, and actually, this is very formal wear in Indonesia. When Indonesians get together, if we have anything formal, if we have marriages and things like this, this would be the kind of wear that we would actually wear in Indonesia. But I'd like you to call your attention to the fact that missions matters. Matthew chapter 23 there. Now I'd like you to go down and look in verse 23. It says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and not to leave the other undone." I'd like you to notice there, takes an example. Christ, he criticizes the Pharisees, and he uses this word. Actually, the word isn't in there in the original. It says, weightier matters. What really matters? These people were focusing on things that were not as important as other things. And I'd like for you today to think for just a few moments with this idea. Missions matters. It really matters about missions. And you know, one of the reasons that it will help you, and even today as we come here, as I even stand before you and you look at this crazy missionary and you say, oh my goodness, a missionary. But you know, as you look at me and you think about those things, it's to help you, first of all, to focus on what really matters. You know, in our life, we spend a good portion of our time focusing on things that don't really matter that much. You know, it's like the Pharisees. We used to have a term for it when I was a boy. We'd say, you know, that you've gone mountain climbing on a molehill. You take that which really isn't very important, and you focus all of your attention upon it. And it's often in our lives that we wind up doing those kind of things, that we really focus on things that aren't that too terribly important. You know, it's not that they're not important. It may be very important what you're going to do in life. It may be very important that you're working upon a very important part of your life and that you're getting ready for your own life or you're going to do this. It may be important, but it's really not the most important thing, is it? And we begin to focus on things that are not quite as important, and we make them the ultimate things in our life. The Pharisees and the Sadducees became hypocrites because they would focus upon minor things. And these things were important. They gave tithe of the smallest little things that grew in their garden. They focused upon that. They said, this is so important. It might be important for you to come to church. You may say, I need to go to church today. That's important. And that is important. It's very important. It's an important thing. So you come to church, but it's only a small part of your life. It's not really the thing that you focus upon. Now, when you come and we begin to think about it today, I want you to just come back to this. Missions matters because it forces us to focus upon what really matters in our life. Well, what does really matter in our life? Well, the first thing that really matters in our life is that we have a relationship with God. If God is, and He is, we sang the song, He is real. If God is, then we need to know what our relationship to Him is. You see, there is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a very personal relationship with God. You either have it or you don't. And the most important thing that we do in our lives every day is to focus upon our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing about it. You can have a personal relationship with God. A personal relationship, not a formal relationship. I work among Muslims. Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim country. We see them all the time. And they talk about God. Allah, Allah, ini, Allah, itu, Allah, 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 Allah. They always are talking about God. But they have no concept of having a personal relationship to the God of this universe. But God became a man. Well, they deny that Jesus became a man. They say, no, they deny that God became a man. They say, oh, no, Jesus was just a man. He was a prophet. They deny that he died on the cross. They deny that he took care of our sins. There's no way to have a personal relationship. But that's not what the scripture teaches us, is it? God became a man. He became the same as we are. And so there's not one person that can say, God doesn't understand me. He became even as we are, that we might know him. He became a man. He tabernacled in this flesh. And we beheld him, the scripture said, full of grace and truth. That we can know him personally. And there is a personal relationship. And if you do not have that personal relationship, that's the most important thing in your life. If you do have that relationship, it's still the most important thing in our life, isn't it? Every day we get up and say, oh, God, yes. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit, we sing of the Holy Spirit, we know those things. He wants to bear witness with our spirit every day. It's a personal relationship. And what are you doing? It's the most important thing in your life. And then, you know, the second thing that is very important in our life is, of course, if we have a personal relationship with God, it's to do what God wants us to do. Right? Well, come on. If he saved us, he bought our life, then it's this problem of what does God want in my life? Now, you know, it's not really difficult, people say, lots of times, well, you know, preacher, I'm not really sure what I should be doing. They come to me all the time, Pastor. That's my name. They call me over there. They say, well, you know, what does God want? Do you think God wants this in my life? I said, I don't know. I can tell you some basic things. If you read the scriptures, there's some very basic things God wants in your life. The first thing is God wants you to know for sure that you're saved. These things are written. He gave us the Word of God, that we could know that we have eternal life. That we can know that we have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that we also know that we have eternal life, that I have a home in heaven. Now, I hope you have a home in heaven. It's nice to have a home on this earth, but what's more important? What's more important? Help me out here. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, right. It really is, isn't it? A home in heaven. Do you have one? You see, he wants us to know that we have eternal life and that he has given to us all that he promised. And so it's very important that we know these things. He wants us to know what some very important things that are his will. It is his will that you know that you have eternal life. I meet Islamic people all the time and I ask them, you know for sure you're going to heaven? Of course, sometimes you ask Christian people that and they don't know either. Traditional Christian people in Indonesia, for the most part, don't know. I say, well, no, I don't think anybody can know that. Well, I'm trying the hardest that I can. The Islamic religion is all built on works. And so they're trying to do their best. I'm trying to do my best. I'm trying to do my best. No, it's not about that, is it? No. God wants us to know that we have an eternal life. You see, these are the important things in life. And secondly, it's God's will that we live a holy life. Well, you say, yeah, I don't like that idea. No. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He didn't give us a spirit of corruption, or a spirit. He gave us a Holy Spirit. He gave us that because, and we read about it over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and this is the will of God, to your sanctification. That is your sanctification. I throw an Indonesian word in every now and then. I'm sorry. Sanctification. God wants us to live a holy life. He wants us to be different, doesn't he? He wants us to be different. To live a holy life. Well, it's also God's will that we suffer. Have you ever thought about that? That we be different, right? It is God's will that we be different in this world. Now, my wife, bless her heart, she's a wonderful person. And she always says to me that I'm eccentric. She says, you're eccentric. Well, I kind of like that from, I'm eccentric. I like to be different. But, it is God's will in our life also that we be different, right? And sometimes in being different, it scrapes against what the world wants us to be. The world wants to put us into a different, you've got to do it this way. One of the hardest things in witnessing to Islamic people is to remember that they are very, very resistant to the fact that you're going to change them. That there's going to be a change. They want to fit in. They want to be accepted. It's very important to be accepted in their community. It's very hard to be different. But God said that it is His will. Yea, every man that liveth righteously in the Lord Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. There's something about being a Christian that you wind up just being a little bit different, You stick out a little bit different. And, the last thing that is definitely God's will for our life is that we be a witness, right? That we would tell others about Christ. If you got it, you should share it, right? Huh? Well, I'd like you to know Jesus too. Oh, no. Hey, man, I want to share it. I got something to share. I went to Indonesia, and I couldn't speak Indonesian when I first got there, and that was really difficult because I'm a talker. Yeah, I'm a talker. I talk, 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 talk. My wife isn't a talker, okay? Fortunately, I do the talking, but I was so frustrated because I wanted to share Jesus with them, but I really couldn't. It was hard. Had to learn the language to do it. But whatever we do so often in our lives, if we're not thinking about what's important, we'll forget what God's will in our life is. And what's really important is that people know about Jesus. People need Jesus. They do. Jesus is the answer. Oh, you say, that's too simple. And I hear that all the time in Indonesia. I say, and I tell myself, oh, no, I know I'm going to heaven. I say, oh, well, you're very proud. I said, no, I'm not proud. I said, it's the gift of God. He gave it to me, and you can have it too. That's too easy. You want something hard. It's not that way. In fact, the only way you get it is when you receive it, when you come to Him and you recognize that you are lost. And He gives it to you, eternal life. There's a huge difference, being a Christian, just being a salesman. A salesman goes out and he wants to sell somebody because he's going to make something off of it, right? But I have something I can really give away and you don't have to pay for it. And it's the best thing in the world. It's the most important thing. Missions is important because Jesus Christ is important in our life and we need to share it. Well, I'd like you to notice not only is missions important, because it forces us to think about what's important. Your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ and what God wants you to know for sure in your life. He wants you to know you're saved. He wants you to know that you should live a holy life. He wants you to know that you can live a holy life. He wants you to know it is His will that we be different, and He wants us to know without a shadow of a doubt that we ought to share Jesus. We ought to give Him away. Every day we should be giving the Lord Jesus Christ away. But then secondly, I'd like you to notice, not only is missions important because of the fact that it forces us to focus on what is really important. But secondly, missions is important because it forces us to focus on what really matters. What really matters? What you think is important or what God thinks is important? Do you believe that? You see, if God is, and He's the creator of the universe, and He is, and He did create it, and He did come, and He did provide salvation for man, then, you know, we need to kind of focus on, what's God's mission in life? What does God have in my life? See, most of us focus on what we want, right? What I want. But the truth of the matter is, God wants us to focus on what He wants. And it's, you know, God's plan is a simple plan. God's mission in this life is a simple plan. It's not difficult, is it? God became a man, and He provided salvation. And then He turns around and He says to His disciples, He said, this is simple, you guys. As the Father sent me, what does He say to us? They say, you go out and figure out what you should do, or you do what you want to do? Huh? I noticed you're shaking your head there. No, not really. That's not what He said, is it? He said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. He said, I have a mission for you. He has a mission for this church. The church is here for a reason. And missions is the mission of the church. That we would go and share. Now, I think there's some very important things as we think about God's mission. What is God's mission? And so I'm going to use a little bit, so also you'll get a little bit more of a picture of our ministry also. So if we can start off, you know, I got into missions really big time as an individual. I was saved when I was young. And then when I was a 15-year-old boy, I realized that my life belonged to Him. And I told God, God, I want to go and be a missionary. Well, 1965, I was sitting in the library at Southern Colorado State College, and I was reading a Time magazine. And as I read that Time magazine, I read about Indonesia. And I said, you know what, God? I'd like to go to Indonesia. Now, I worried about, is this what God wants or is this what Tom wants? But I said, I want to go to Indonesia. And I decided that if God didn't stop me, I was going to go to Indonesia. And so there was kind of a road, if we'll take a look at it. The road to Indonesia was pretty definite. We went to Bible college. We worked in a church down in Virginia, the second thing there. Great Hope Baptist Church down in Chesapeake, Virginia. We worked in that, and they sent us to the mission field. So we were approved as missionaries, and we went on deputation. We raised our money, and in May of 1973, we land in Jakarta, Indonesia, at Kemayoran Airport. Hey, that's easy, isn't it? Actually, that was the easy part, okay? That was the easy part. I thought it was tough. Oh, I remember, you know. But, you know, as we get there and we begin to think about this thing of, once again, what's God's mission? See, sometimes, you know, we get it in our minds and we say things have to work like I want them. Well, I got to Indonesia. And if we take a look here, fall of 1973, I'm in Pondok Jaya. That's where we lived. I walked back to home after a conflict with those Beche drivers. See those Beches up there? We don't have them in Jakarta anymore. They're long gone. But it used to be the means of transportation. And I had got off a bus. I had spent a whole day trying to do some paperwork and things like that in relationship. I put my passport into the immigration office when I got there, and I wasn't going to see my passport again for 6 or 7 months. I didn't know what happened to it, and I was trying to get out. There was a lot of frustration in my life. You know, it's so easy to say, I really want to do what God wants me to do, but sometimes we forget that God has a mission, doesn't He? And so sometimes it's easy to give up. And as I was walking along, I got in a conflict with them. As I walked back to my house, because finally nobody would take me back, I said to the Lord, you know, I said, Lord, I don't like Indonesians. I put dislike there. I loathed them. I hated them. I hadn't only been in the country but a few months. And here I'm supposed to come and be a missionary to them. I said, Lord, I don't like these guys. I said, I can't get along with them. This is not working out, dear Lord. I didn't even like myself anymore. It was just a continual conflict in my life. But you know, the Lord spoke to me, and I didn't speak in an audible voice, but each night as I'd read my Bible, and we didn't have any electricity, our electricity had got cut off, and you had to read by one of those old coil lamps, you know, and I'd try and turn it up, the whole thing had turned black. Oh, it was awful. But you know, the Lord spoke in my life, and he said, you know what, Tom, it's not your life, is it? Whose is it? It's his. Is it his? Did he buy? What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the what? The Holy Ghost. Do you know Jesus Christ today? That's the reality. He bought and paid for it, didn't he? And it's really his. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and you are not your what? Oh, you're not your own, are you? Huh? You're not your own. But you're bought with a what? Yeah, you're bought with a price. Therefore, we need to honor. You know, in the very first thing in as we think of God's mission in life, you know, God says to go, doesn't he? And what the, let's make it this way, self-denial. It's saying, it's not really my life, it's yours, it's the Lord. Huh? It really belongs to you. It's easy to say. But as we face the challenges, as I faced the challenges as I got to Indonesia, it was so easy to want to do things my way, to try and think my way. Say, well, Lord, it has to be done this way. No, we need to come back and we need to focus that it's God's mission. And God's mission is go. And the first part is self-denial. It's saying, it's not me. It's not me, dear Lord. It's what you want. And, you know, the Lord spoke to me about it's not your work, Tom. It's God's work. God has a work for us to do. We call it ministry. You may have a job in this life, but God wants us to have a ministry. He wants us to be doing His work. And it's so easy. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to do it that way. And He said, Tom, you know, it's not your work. It's my work. It's His. And He wants us to get about it and be about doing it. Missions matters because it helps us to focus on not our mission in life, but His mission in our life. And the first part of His mission in our life is a very, very simple thing. And it's that very, very simple thing of He says, go. Push away. Let's do something. Let's go. Missions involves going. And going involves self-denial. No, I am going to do what God wants me to do. I made that decision, and we have to do it. But in that decision, it ultimately comes to saying, it's not what I think is important, but it's what you think is important. And I'd like you to notice the second thing. We'll go on here to the next slide in this. It's to interact. It's to interact. You know, doing God's work. And this is the whole thing. He says, go and make disciples. People are important. See, if I deny myself, then I wind up focusing on what? Other people. People are important. People need Christ. And there is nothing in our life that's more important than realizing, you know what? There are other people out there and they need the Lord Jesus Christ. It was what the Lord forced me to look at and say, look, I didn't bring you over here, Tom. You didn't have to, you know, just be happy about coming to Indonesia and meeting Indonesians. But you had to come here to Indonesia because there's people here. And you're going to have to interact with them. You're going to have to get out there and you're going to have to talk to them. You know, the hardest thing about an Islamic and working with Islamic people is getting to know them. One of the things, you know, I tell people this all the time. I said, you know, we live among some very fanatic people. But I want to tell you something. They're much more afraid of me than I am of them. They're scared to death of me. You know why they're scared to death of me? Because they think I can turn them into a Christian. They think I got a magic wand and thunk, 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 and I'll turn them all into a Christian. They're scared to death of me. But too often we're scared of them, aren't we? We don't understand that they're withdrawing because they know that if they start interacting with us, and so it's the breakdown. We've got to break down the barriers and we've got to interact with people. We got to go out. We got to go out of our way. And you know what? You learn to love them. I learned to love the people of Indonesia. And in fact, now I am one of them. And so, you know, you get out there. And the whole idea of it is to get out there and start interacting. Make disciples. Meet people. Get out there. There is, as long as we think of our own mission, we can watch the world pass by. You can come to church and say, boy, we ought to win them for Christ. But the day that we say, wait a minute, Jesus Christ said to me to go. The day we deny ourselves, we begin to be able to look and say, you know, there's other people and they need Christ. And I need to be out there. I need to be talking. I need to learn to talk to people. I need to learn to share Christ with people. I need to be involved in missions. I need to be involved in missions in Indonesia. I need to be involved in missions all around the world because people need Christ. And then the third part in it, of course, is a very simple thing, and that is identification. He said, baptize. Identify people. Church building. Okay. So I started churches. Here's some of the churches we started. We've been involved in many churches. Today in Indonesia, now I've worked with many missionaries, and we have several different missionaries. We have several different Bible schools now in Indonesia. We have over 150 independent Baptist churches in America, in Indonesia. When I first got there, I said, God, if I could just start one little church, I'd be happy. You know, God can let us do greater things, can't he? See, the day that we say, okay, Lord, it's not me. Take my life and use it. And we get out and we begin to deal with people and we start sharing the gospel. The gospel is powerful. We heard that. It's powerful. It can change people. They're scared to death of it. They know it is. They're scared to death of it. It can change people. And as it changes people, we begin to gather them into churches. We begin to gather them into churches. We get them together. They find out about the Lord Jesus Christ. They present themselves for baptism. They identify with Christ. I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Yeah? Yeah. And you gather them together. And then, you know, the final thing is, of course, and teach them to observe all things. And I want to put there that we say, repeat. One of the great tragedies of life, and I've worked a lot with it in Indonesia, the Indonesian islands, different islands were evangelized hundreds of years ago. And I've had the opportunity to work on many of those islands, especially over the last few years. They're Christian in name, but they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. They talk about him. They wear a cross. Oh, they get up and they read the Bible. Oh, they get up and they sing songs in the morning. Do you know for sure if you died and went to heaven? No, you can't know that. They've become dependent people. We've worked on starting churches among them, and it's been much more difficult than starting among the Islamic people in Jakarta that we started in. Have good, strong churches in Jakarta, but out in those areas, it's been so hard to work because it's important that we repeat. Are you glad you're saved? And if you die today, will there be another person to pick up from you that you brought to Christ and he's now witnessing? You know, I've been to the city of Philippi. There's no church in the city of Philippi today. But from that church in Philippi, the gospel was spread everywhere, wasn't it? You see, there's still people from Philippi that were preaching the gospel. So, if we can take a look here at the next slide, it's doing God's work. And of course, we've worked on this thing, multiplying yourself. We have a Bible school, and you can call it whatever you want to say, discipleship, whatever you want to say. Let's go ahead and look at the way it started with a little group of people, and over the years we've developed this, and I do ask that you remember to pray for our Bible school. It's going through a transitional time in the city of Jakarta there. Missionsism matters, okay? Why does it matter? Because it helps us and reminds us of what's important. Your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. It reminds us about what God wants you to know in your life. Secondly, missions is very important. And it really matters because it helps us to get off of our mission and get onto what is God's mission. It really does. And finally, and I'll do this quickly with you, but it's a very important part of what we're thinking about today. And that is this very simple thing, that missions matters because it forces us to actively be involved in ministry. Are you involved in ministry? The ministry is what God wants you to do. How much are you involved in ministry? Welcome to church on Sunday. That's not much ministry, is it? Have you shared the gospel with anybody this week? Have you prayed for your missionaries this week? I know some of you have. Huh? All of these things. You see, you come here and you see a crazy missionary. So I had a crazy guy who went to Indonesia. Yes. And I've loved it, and I've had the joy of doing it. It's been my pleasure. But it's been because people like you also get actively involved in missions. Your missionary comes. And I got prayer cards, and I want you to get a hold of one of these things. These are power cards, people. They have power cards. But so I'll tell you what. You put this up in your house, and all the vermin will leave. Every bit. They're scared to death of my picture here. Not only that, is if you put this on your refrigerator, I guarantee you can't look at my face every day and not lose weight. These are power cards. But really, they're power cards. Because, you know, it helps us to just very simply to get off of those things that aren't so important. And to say, I'm going to give for that missionary. I appreciate that. It's folks like you that have given over the years that we've been able to go. It's folks like you that have given when they had the huge earthquake and stuff out there. We got a lot of money, and ultimately it resulted in us being able to start a lot of churches. We went out to do support, and the support didn't really mean that terrible much in many ways, but it was so great in the fact that we started lots and lots of churches. Folks like you have given. And you can give, and you say, oh, well, I can't give. Everybody can give. 1 Corinthians 8, he didn't say it's don't look at what you have, or don't have, but look at what you have. Moses, what do you have in your hand? We say, well, I haven't got any money. Do you have any faith? Do you have any faith? There's something you can give. You can give. Everybody can give. But then secondly, everybody can pray. And there's two important things that you pray for. First of all, you pray for the harvest. Do you realize there's a harvest out there? You know, people I hear, oh, I'm in Indonesia. Oh, that's a tough field, right? No, there's a harvest out there. There's a harvest out there. And we need to be out there getting it. People are being saved. There is a harvest out there. And what did the Lord say? Pray for the what? The harvest. Because it helps us to focus. You know, there are people. There are people that need Jesus Christ, but there is a harvest. There's a harvest around us. But so often we think, well, you know, people have got so hard. And it tends to make us to not realize God has a harvest. And He wants us to be involved in that harvest. And secondly, you need to pray for laborers in the harvest. Okay? Laborers are in there. Some of you might need to go. Now, you know, that's the other thing that you can do. But there's a tremendous need for laborers. There's a tremendous need for laborers in Indonesia. Almost 4 years ago, Janice and I became Indonesian citizens. We started the process. We felt like that we wanted to commit to be there, that we could serve the Lord, that we could help. Where we right now have a project that we're trying to develop up in Batam, and in particular, it's aimed at this whole idea that Over the last few years, visas into Indonesia have got very difficult to get. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. We're working with the idea of creative access, opening ways, special ways that people can come and minister. Are you involved in ministry? There's a ministry wherever. You see, there's a harvest out there, but there's laborers needed also, aren't there? Missionaries are out there. At one time, we had in Indonesia, we had 18 different missionaries with just our independent Baptist group. Today, there's just a few left. We get old. We get older. We're going to stay and we're going to keep working. We want you to pray for us. But pray for those laborers. And perhaps God would touch your heart. You know, I really ought to go. What am I doing? What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Perhaps God would touch your heart and your life and go, there is always the point that missions really matters. Are you doing what's important in your life? Are you just focusing on the things that aren't that important? And you forgot about your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You forgot that God has certain things that He wants you to know. He wants you to know you're saved. He wants you to know that you can live a holy life and that you should live a holy life. He wants you to be different. He wants us all to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what missions is about. It matters. Helps us to focus on His mission. And His mission is self-denial. Take up a cross and deny yourself. People say, oh, well, you know, I bear this cross. No. There's only one cross He's ever asked us to bear, and that's to deny yourself. And as you deny yourself, you're going to see there's other people. God left us in this world because there's other people, and they need Jesus Christ. Let's be involved in it. Be actively involved in it, not passively. Yeah, well, I pray for the missions occasionally. I give a little bit. No, let's turn it around. I give my best. I give all I can. I'm going to pray for that harvest. I want to focus on the fact that there's people out there. There's harvest fields out there, and we need to shove people out into them. Perhaps God would ask some of you to go. Father, as we come to You this morning and we spoke on this matter of missions matters, we first of all would challenge that person that's outside of Christ. Why are you outside of Christ today? Do you believe that God created this world? Of course He did. If you don't, why aren't you thinking? God did create this world. He created man. Man has fallen into sin, but God has provided salvation. Why have you not received that salvation? Sinner, today, don't turn Him away. You know that you're lost. You know you're without Christ, without hope in this world. Turn to Jesus Christ today. Find the eternal joy of knowing that you have eternal salvation in Him. That He loves you with love that never ends. That you'll have Him the rest of your life. That He will provide for you. He'll help you in your life. He'll provide everything that we need in our life. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ today. But for most of us, dear Lord, most of us know You. Help us to once again focus upon the fact that missions matters. It's not us, dear Lord, it's You. And it's Your mission. And we need to be willing to deny ourselves, to go and do, to get out there and make disciples, to interact with people, begin to see that we are on this earth to interact with other people, and that ultimately they will identify with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can start churches and multiply ourselves. Father, I pray that each person here that knows the Lord Jesus Christ will determine right now in his own heart and life, I'm going to be actively involved in missions. I will give whatever I have to give, even more. I'm going to look at my own faith and I'm going to do what You want me to do. Lord, I'm going to pray. I'm going to begin to pray for the harvest out there and that You'll push more laborers into the field. And dear Lord, if You call me, I'm going to go. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Thank you for their faithful support over the years. Just pray that you'll bless each individual that's here this morning, that you'll touch their hearts, dear Lord. These things we ask in thy blessed name. Amen.